friends, they just take home and tell me never mind. Waiting on your life on a slow meal sunrise. Slow meal sunrise. Nobody cares or looks twice. Shine away in the morning. Cross this place where I was born in. Every rose, every flower, illuminated by the dawn.
.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Cassidy, reggae music playing on the beat. Tonight, and there isn't a cloud in the sky. Grab your Swiss Army knife and the blanket and meet me outside. Yeah, come on, Cassidy. The things I lean on are slippery, but I know I love you, and you make it so hard to leave. But I'll keep loving you till I'm only a memory. We spend our whole lives moving on, reaching out for loving arms. The night is young, come out with me. Cassidy, with the ocean in your hair, come out with me. Cassidy, I'll be tangled up tonight, but tomorrow like an oil spill in heaven. Don't say fairly well. You got that anxious feeling, I can tell. You're getting antsy. Let's go up to Neptune's net and have a drink and plan a trip somewhere to a beach on a magazine. Spend my whole life moving on, reaching out for loving arms. The night is young, come out with me. Cassidy, with the ocean in your hair, come out with me. Cassidy, I'll be tangled up tonight, but tomorrow I'll be up in the air. Cassidy, I love the feeling of sand on my feet, soft on my skin. You say you'd never wear clothes again if you didn't have to. You know I can't really be that free, but I sure would like to. Show me, show me, show me love. No one else can make me open up the way you do. I was living in my own little prison. I used to decorate the walls that kept me in. We spend our whole lives moving on, reaching out for loving arms.
Everybody, it's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Something that I passionately believe in.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. never mentions the word addiction. In certain company, yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. Gives a smile when the pain comes. The pain gonna make everything alright. Says she talks to angels. They call her out by her name. Oh yeah, she talks to angels. A lock of hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy, and the cross is someone she has not met.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO, brand new music from Mondo Cosmo. Yep, same guy that did Shine, you know. This is song's called Automatic, and it will eventually be on an album called Plastic Soul. Must be some sort of tribute to Rubber Soul of the Beatles, I'm guessing. If I can ever get Mondo Cosmo in here to tell us exactly what he's talking about, I don't know. The album is not due out until September 15th, however, so we have two songs from him until then. Before that, it was Don Henley from his great Building the Perfect Beast album going back to 1984, Sunset Grill. We heard The Black Crowes, She Talks to Angels from Shake Your Money Maker. Two songs called Cassidy. The Grateful Dead, of course, from Reckoning, and Cassidy, the new one, from Brett Denon. His most recent album is called Por Favor. It was released just last year. It's 126. How you doing? Bob Angel on the Detox Mansion with another half hour, 34 minutes to go, so to speak. Hope you stick around with us. We got a nice day today. This is going to be the last nice day for a couple days now. So get out and enjoy it. I know it's a little cool. Temperature just seems to keep dropping. Where are we now? We've got, it's about the same as the last time I checked in, but clouds coming in this evening, low around 63, and then rain showers all day tomorrow, high around 68. Even worse on Tuesday, showers with temps only in the lower 60s. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is 72 degrees.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Alrighty then. You know, I've been playing a lot of this band Cahill, a local band right here in Boston, for the last few weeks. They're going to be joining me live here in Studio A on August the 20th. Jot that down on your calendar because it'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure. But let's listen to this. It's such a great song. This Heart Won't Wait Around, 91.5 WMFO.
So no one else noticed. taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on the number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now, you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. He let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. But when I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
trap you down to use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind, don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can-can such a pretty show to steal your heart away. The backstage back on earth again, the dressing rooms are gray. They come on strong and it ain't too long, but I make you feel.
Concept that you can't put into words. I mean, it's
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm trying. wait to see you. Holy line, can't wait to meet you. Me just spending so much time on the holy line. I said, baby, party time. Can't wait to see you, baby. Holy line, can't wait to meet you. Baby, spending so much time on the holy, holy line.
Never know.
George Harrison songs there, Crackerbox Palace, going back to 1978, his 33 and a third LP, which was his age at the time. Excuse me. I've told you I have a cold, and I'm trying to get through. It's mind over matter, I tell you. What did we else do we hear before George Harrison? It was Cheap Trick, of course, Surrender from Heaven Tonight, which, you know, we're all right. That's sort of the title of their most recent album. We've been playing a lot. I just thought we'd throw in the inspiration for the new album in there anyway. Joey Ramone, that came out in 2011, posthumously, obviously, from Joey. Party Line, the album was called You Know. We heard Gentle Giant do I'm Turning Around off The Missing Piece in 1977. Ooh La La, that was Faces from 1973, and wow, we had a long set, didn't we? Charlie Daniels Band did Uneasy Rider, Ballad of the Uneasy Rider from 1973. That was really our first taste of Charlie Daniels back in the day, for those of us who remember it. And we started with brand new music from a brand new, well, not a brand new band, they've been together for a while, but it's the band is called Cahill, and they are from Boston, and they will be joining me here in the Detox Mansion on the 20th of August. Something to look forward to. It is 3 minutes away from 1 o'clock, and you know, it's time for me to go. I can't believe another show gone just like that. And we just got to keep rocking the free world. If I can get the right button push. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. There we go. The last one. I just couldn't make it through the whole day. Neil Young, I'll see you in 2 weeks.